The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Dylan wants to discuss a gift he had received.
I got the best gift ever, I think.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure if this is the best gift ever, but for me, it fell right in my wheelhouse.
Okay.
Someone gifted me a turkey the other day.
Alive?
No. It was a frozen turkey.
Wow.
It had been through the defeathering stage already.
Oh, so it was dead.
Yeah.
Why did you think somebody gave him a living turkey?
Oh, the amount of fun you could have with it before you eat it?
What would you do?
You know me. I would love to just play with a little turkey.
Super excited about a turkey because I don't think we do enough turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I think
amen.
Turkey is we're stupid with turkey as humans.
Why are we stupid with turkey? Do we only eat it twice a year?
Yeah. Like
sometimes thrice.
We have this real weird thing with we can only cook a turkey on special occasions, yet we'll have a turkey sandwich any day of the week.
Right.
Explain that to me because I can't see it. I don't understand it. I go to Subway, turkey sandwich on the menu.
Right.
Boom.
Yes.
Luncheon meat. You're buying it for your kids? What are you buying? Turkey.
Yes.
But we can only have turkey twice a year?
Okay, yeah, you're right.
So I want a turkey because it's Tuesday. That's what I want to start.
Turkey
doing.
Tuesday? You want to do away with Taco Tuesday and have Turkey Tuesday?
Or Turkey Thursday. Just like I think we should have turkey just because it's the middle of the week, not because it has to be a big special to do.
Now, my life is the same as yours where turkey is only twice a year, but let's ask right now at 917-917, do you have turkey all the time?
Who's
do
having
Do you
turkey?
Have turkey just because it's Turkey Day? Like,
no.
Do you have it on a Saturday or a Sunday night? Like, it would be a weekend. Nobody's making turkey dinner on a Wednesday, right?
No.
Nobody's got the time for that.
I doubt it. And it doesn't even have to be, like, the entire dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But turkey has to be part of it.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
So it doesn't have to be stuffing and mashed potatoes and great. Well, obviously, I guess you're going to have gravy if you're having turkey. But it's just a whole roasted bird. I don't know if I could eat turkey without stuffing and mashed potatoes. Sure. I think I would feel strange if I get that.
And I'm fine if you do.
Okay.
I'm just saying you don't have to.
Okay.
But I would be fine. Like, what am I? Dumb?
Now, are you talking whole turkey?
Yeah, whole turkey.
Full turkey. Because you can buy just the turkey breasts. Sometimes I'll do that for a dinner.
It's not the same.
Okay.
I'm talking a whole turkey.
You're talking a whole roasted turkey, the whole production of a turkey.
Because turkey...
5 hours in the oven, the basting, the whole thing.
And the turkey keeps on giving. That's the beautiful thing about the bird.
It does.
Right? Because the first night, you have the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I love turkey on the first night.
Mm-hmm.
Second night, you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to have
some leftover turkey.
Going to have some leftover turkey. Sometimes maybe have a hot turkey and fries or something like that.
Right.
Oof, like that. Third day, you're like, okay, let's see what we can make. Maybe a turkey salad out of this bad boy?
Right.
Make a little turkey salad.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, you get 4 days out of a turkey. Easy.
Easy. And then you got sandwiches, turkey. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you take the entire carcass and make a turkey soup.
Yep.
This bird just keeps on giving, and we're just slapping it in the face.
In fact, if you think about it, we're all doing it wrong with the turkey. If I'm going to apply your kind of turkey schedule.
I hope you do.
What we should be doing is not having turkey on Christmas, because what happens after Christmas? No, most people have that whole week off.
Right.
They can make other meals.
Right.
If you make a turkey on a Sunday before a work week or a school week,
Right,
you don't have to make meals for the rest of the week. We've been doing it backwards for decades.
You've got a whole turkey, the whole thing.
Okay.
This is what I'm telling you. I got a turkey as a gift, and I think that is the gift that keeps on giving.
Here we go. 917-917. The Pepper and Dylan poll is wide open. We have a lot of people that just have turkeys.
Wow.
Does this count? We do Taco Tuesdays, but we use turkey meat. Yes or no, Dylan?
Oh, the ground turkey?
Yeah.
Listen,
I
don't mind what you're doing here, but I'm talking full turkey. Because I feel like we're not using full turkey.
Okay.
Yeah, full on bird.
When you're grinding up a turkey,
yes.
What are you using? You're using normally the turkey breasts?
Yeah.
Where's the rest of the turkey going? All these factories that are making this ground turkey.
Yeah, you don't often see. I guess they go to Disneyland for those turkey legs.
Well, maybe.
What kind of turkeys are those, by the way?
Those big legs?
Yeah. Text message says, Dylan, I hear you talk about all this turkey leftover stuff. You didn't mention turkey pie with turkey goop?
Oh.
What's turkey?
I don't know.
We might have to
call them to find out what turkey goop is.
Pie?
Are we doing it all wrong? And are you having turkey all the time, not just on Christmas and Thanksgiving and perhaps Easter? It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It truly is.
Dylan, we're talking turkey this morning.
I'm already excited.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
Dylan over there and I got in a little argument about that NSYNC was bigger than the Backstreet Boys, or at least better than the Backstreet Boys.
You always make this argument and you're always wrong.
Right, Trisha's ears perked up because we're talking about boy bands and this takes her back to the 90s, which was her prime time, I think. Trisha, what was the question you wanted to ask us and all of the audience?
I'm wondering who used to kiss their posters goodnight, just like I did.
Okay. It's a good question. Right? We're not going to judge around here. Right? Let's show a little humility, a little vulnerability here. Let's be honest. Did you kiss posters as a kid? Dylan.
I did not.
Not a single poster.
I wasn't kissing them, but I did have them.
Okay.
But I did not kiss them.
Okay. Robbie, did you kiss posters?
Yeah, I think I did.
Who? What was the poster?
They were just like... Did you ever go to San Francisco?
Yes.
And in the back section, there was all those posters?
Yes.
They weren't the best posters.
Are you talking about like the girl posters?
Bikini posters?
You can't hang those in 2021 is what you're saying, right? The times are different.
Bad taste.
Yeah, okay.
In bad taste, but right. I had those and I enjoyed them.
It was like those posters you could win at like K-Days by throwing a lot of darts.
Yes.
Yeah? Three girls on bicycles and you're like, I don't know about
ones
that.
Like that.
Yeah, okay.
But I could see why people would kiss their posters.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Which ones were you kissing, Trish?
It's Lance Bass from NSYNC.
Lance Bass was your kissing poster, huh?
Yeah, from the J14 magazine.
Okay. Did you have the choice of any of them and that's the one you picked? Or was that? Did you just get the one magazine and you didn't get any others?
No, that's who I picked.
Did your other girlfriends already pick the good ones?
No, that's who I like.
Really?
A lot of girls did that, though. I remember a lot of girls would have to settle on which one they were allowed to like.
Right, within your friend group.
Right.
Yeah.
You couldn't like the same one. Just on that slight chance you might run into them and they'll make out with you.
I just remember Mandy Torres liked AJ McLean, which really, it freed up a lot of room for Shannon.
Right.
Because she was able to like one of the other ones, which was very nice.
It would have been Kevin, right? Or I guess Nick. Nick would have been the first one to go when it was the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, yeah. Nick was big.
And was Justin the first thing? It was either Justin or Lance, I guess, with NSYNC.
No,
right?
JC Chazay was the hottest by far, hands down, no conversation in the entire band.
I think Trisha would argue. She would know. She made out with Lance Bass's poster.
I'm telling you, anyone who slept on Jay-Z Chazay missed out.
JC Chazay.
Whatever.
Jay-Z is a completely different guy. I'd like to see her, Jay-Z, and JC do a song together.
That would be good. He was the one.
Okay, so we're going to ask 917-917, did anybody kiss their posters growing up? We have one, Joey McIntyre. I kissed Joey McIntyre goodnight every night.
Yeah.
Did you ever get a little handsy with the poster, Trisha? And I don't say that just to be a goof. Like, I'm honest. Like, did you cuddle with the poster? Because I laid on top of my Kathy Ireland swimsuit calendar.
No.
I'm sorry to say. I wanted to see how long she was.
It's weird.
I think I was about 11 or 12, so it was just a kiss goodnight.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that didn't make me feel normal.
No, I don't think you are.
Love you, Trisha. Thank you very much.
There's another one with Freddie Prince Jr.
Okay,
right?
So that's a kiss goodnight for that one as
Listen,
well?
If I could have had a poster of him, I would have put it up.
So I had this life-size. Kathy Ireland was like a famous model, right? We know who Kathy Ireland is?
No.
Yeah. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So she was like the, she would be.
She was the first model after black and white.
Okay.
Pretty close.
You know, why do you have to do that?
I'm just saying. It was pretty close.
She would have been like the, let's see, Kathy Ireland is to J.C. Chazay as Elle McPherson is to Justin Timberlake. Does that make any sense?
Not really.
Like she was like 1A or 2.
Okay.
Right? I always felt bad for her. So anyway,
is that why you got the poster?
So I had a life-size Kathy Ireland poster calendar, right? Like it was Kathy Ireland, and then it was just the 12 months of the year down in the corner. You could barely even see it.
Okay.
And so what I would do when I started to get curious is I would lay it on the floor to see how everything matched up.
Oh, and how did you, at that age, match up to
Kathy
Ireland?
She was a tall drink of water. It was very uncomfortable. It was weird.
Yes, for many reasons.
But I was always careful not to crease it, so I would get plywood from my dad's shop and put that underneath of it. Well, because if I just laid it on the carpet, it would crease, and then my parents would know that
your creepiness was thought out.
Dry humping Kathy Ireland.
Right? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you got to think about stuff when you're going to be weird. And that's when I migrated. I've told you this story when I migrated to kissing my Cabbage Patch doll to practice kissing.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. And weren't you old, like quite old at that age?
Yeah, I was getting older.
Like for a Cabbage Patch, it didn't make sense?
Oh, it made no sense that I had a Cabbage Patch doll, but I saved it, right, just for this very experiment.
Yeah.
I would tuck the Cabbage Patch doll's legs into my pillowcase to give it more length to make it look like a human body.
And then you'd kiss it?
And then I would practice
kissing
it.
But it still had such a small little head.
I know, that was the weird part.
Yeah.
So the first time I actually kissed a person, I was like, oh, wow, this face is way bigger than the one I was practicing on.
I don't know what to do with this.
It didn't work. It's not the scale, okay? That's what I learned as a young kid.
Could you be creepier?
I think I could. Do you want me to be creepier?
I don't.
Today's was after show day, guy. I oh my goodness. A lot creepier if you like.
A lot of people had Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they kissed the posters of him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no doubt.
Also, Leonardo DiCaprio posters.
That's a good one, right? Did anybody lay on top of it? Are we getting any of that, Dylan, right?
Oddly enough, nobody. You're the only one that went to the garage to get a piece of wood to make sure that you didn't crease it.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
I just got a question.
Yeah.
With your whole Cabbage Patch doll thing?
Yeah.
Like, when your kids had dolls as they were growing up,
yeah,
did you ever...
No, remember...
Would you take them in another room?
No, no.
And do anything with the dolls? Was it weird?
No.
Growing up?
It's not a doll fetish.
It was before... Yeah,
seemed weird. He was kissing dolls. I never kissed a doll.
It was for practice.
It was practice.
Everyone practiced on their arm or a pillow, not a doll.
Yeah, well, I did... The doll had more contour. I was more advanced. Sorry, it had lips and a nose. What are you going to do?
Such little
tiny lips. You didn't want to confuse the team. That was the problem. Like I told you, I should have had a bigger doll face.
So weird.
This is Alicia. Good morning, Alicia.
Hi.
Okay, so many questions here, but Alicia also had... And 917-917, thank you, everybody, for sharing the fact that you used to kiss your posters goodnight when you were a kid. Whose was yours, Alicia?
I think I'm embarrassed to say this now, but it was Howie from the Backstreet Boys.
Yep, number 5 out of 5 on the Backstreet Boys.
Your other girlfriends got him, or what happened? Like, they got the other good ones?
No, I actually chose him.
Why?
First,
yeah. Oh. He was my first choice, and then AJ was my second.
There was one for everyone. That's the beauty of the boy band that we don't see anymore, do we?
It's true.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I like, come on. You guys seen him and quit playing games with my heart. You've seen that video. Come on.
Yeah. I mean.
Those high notes he would hit. Like, come on.
All right. So did you kiss the poster every night?
Yeah.
Right. Did you take it off the wall, put it on plywood, and lay on top of it?
No one did.
No, I'm not that big of a creep. But
it's a legit thing that kids would... We were all curious.
Kids couldn't even hold plywood.
Okay. Okay, so Dylan's making fun of me because I practiced kissing on a doll. That's how I learned to kiss. How did you learn to kiss? Mirror? Arm? Pillow?
The hand. Yeah.
It's good feedback on the hand because it's very sensitive. So you know what's happening with your lips and you can really work with it.
Well, and it feels more, I don't know, real, I guess, rather than just...
Paper?
Paper
or plastic?
I didn't kiss the poster. I kissed the doll, you guys.
Okay,
right.
I grind it against the poster. It doesn't matter. Get out of here. Okay. Love you, Alicia. Thank you very much.
Oh, my goodness.
Text 917.
On plywood? Like, at least use something a little more
pliable. A kid. You don't know what you're doing.
Clearly.
The only thing I know is I saw my dog do it once against concrete. I thought, well, I guess that's how it's done.
Did you get slivers?
No, because the poster was over top of it. Right. And I was wearing my jammies, Dylan.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Weird.
It is
weird.
When that door is closed, we all do things when we're growing up.
Yeah, but we don't say what they are like you do.
Okay, 917-917. Not did you grind against plywood. Unless you want to do that. Here's the question I want to have. We're going to give you 5 minutes, okay?
Okay.
By the time we do the 3 things you need to know. So about 5 or 6 minutes. I want to see what the number one slam dunk poster was hanging on your wall when you were a kid.
Like the most popular?
Okay. Like, who was it? Okay. What boy? What heartthrob? What girl? Like, who was it that was hanging there? Because we're getting a lot of Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
A lot, yeah.
We're getting a lot. What else are we getting, Robbie?
A lot of boy band stuff.
Okay.
You know, JC, AJ, all those.
And it doesn't matter what year. It doesn't matter what your age is. We just want to see who slam dunk number one is. Because I don't think we're doing posters like we used to. Like, are there Justin Bieber posters hanging on?
Yeah, there's a couple people. Harry Styles.
We're hanging posters still?
Yes, younger people.
Yeah. I always had to put that sticky stuff on the back of the poster because my mom wouldn't let me put thumbtacks in the walls.
Ew. Yeah.
No, guy. No, the internet guy. You
weird. Guys.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss.
Dylan thinks his...
No.
What?
I don't think. I'm working on Morgan Freeman last night. I spent 30 minutes in bed trying to... I want to be able to just pull out a Morgan Freeman... That is perfect.
Okay.
Like, I want to be able to do it. Like, eventually you're going to have parties again. And I think if you could pull out Morgan Freeman, people will be amazed.
Take all this downtime to master the art of celebrity impersonations?
Yeah.
So that you can really impress at a party?
Well, I think you can impress anywhere.
What parties are you going to where you need to impress with celebrity impersonations?
I haven't gone to a party in a long time. I forget the whole process.
Okay.
But I think that it would be really impressive if you could do it.
All right. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Natalia.
Hi, Natalia.
Natalia.
Italia.
Italia?
Italia?
Yes, Italia.
Like Viva Italia?
Yeah, but I'm not Italian.
Aw. Yeah, Italia. Like,
yeah, Italia.
Italia.
Yeah.
Jen, here's what's going to happen here. Savannah has a hat full of celebrity names, okay? We're okay. Each going to do an impression. Once you guess it, that's a point for that person. Dylan won the first round. The second round, nobody won anything.
Man, okay? I don't know how good I am at this game. I'm not really good with
You don't have to do the... Don't worry. They're all terrible. You're not going to know any of them, okay? But what ends up happening is Robbie just starts to say who he is.
It's fun.
You know? Like when he had terrible. Robert De Niro, he's like, my name is Robert, and I was in The Irishman.
I'm so bad at this.
He's a bit of a cheater with this. So, Dylan, you go ahead, grab a name out of the hat here with this contest.
I was just working on just one last night, not everyone.
Yeah, you open the floodgates.
It appears as if we will be able to have a problem here this morning in the contest.
I'm going to say William Shatner.
Oh, okay, that's not right. Okay. Oh, that's wrong, right?
Let's see. Is
it really?
Oh, yeah.
Was it horrible? I thought it was.
No, I think I know.
One of my better ones. And they're not good, but I mean, go ahead, Pepper.
Again, I'll give directions on how to get to my house.
Oh, perfect.
Or how to get to Starbucks from my house.
Okay, here we go.
Once you're back out of the driveway, you're going to hang a left on Deer Ridge Drive. And then you got two options.
Okay.
You can turn left at the traffic
light. Oh, I like it. I think it's really good.
Circle K. Or you can go early.
Text messages are getting it. Italia, still nothing.
Italia, huh?
Honestly, I'm horrible at this game. I'm the
you
worst
are.
Person to play
you
it.
Are.
I really am. I want to see William Shatner. I don't know.
Robbie, you don't need the piece of paper, right? You know who it is?
I know who it is.
Okay, okay, go ahead.
Here's where Robbie just says the name of the person.
I think, shaken, not stirred.
That's pretty good, too, Robbie.
Shaking. Wow, I'm really bad at this. No,
just keep repeating that over and over.
Shaking?
Maybe you guys are shaking. I don't know.
All right.
Okay, go ahead. Who is that?
It's Sean Connery.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, now you got it. Yeah, you guys
I will
really
always
got it.
Get it after. I will always get it after.
Right, Dylan, grab another one. There. Oh, do
I
have
I thought that was going to be my best bet.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Right. It was great. It was.
Oh, I can't do this guy because I don't know anything he's been in. I like Westerns because I'm in them.
Oh.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah! Woo! Get the hell out of here!
Yeah, come on! Nice work, Dylan!
Spot on.
Clint Eastwood was the one who says, I like Westerns because I'm in them. All right, so Dylan gets another
Oh,
point.
Wow, that felt good.
Go ahead there, Dylan.
I did not really, mind really... Yeah, yeah. Really knocking that out of the park. Okay, here we go. Our next one.
Well, you see here, the entire country really relied on me for quite some time, and I felt that I gave the country the best I could. And then you get this dumbass fat guy coming in and ruining my entire legacy.
That's
George
not.
Is that Bush?
It wasn't.
Are you kidding? Dylan just handed me the name. Are you kidding me? That's your that?
Will you do a better one? I thought that was okay.
Abraham Lincoln. I don't know.
Okay, it wasn't okay. I'm aware of that now. Go ahead, Pepper.
Again, I'm going to describe how to get to Starbucks from my house in St. Albans.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see. Once you start,
and that was good.
Is you turn right out of the cul-de-sac, and then you hang a left.
You're doing awesome.
Circle K.
That's better. And people have nailed it on text.
That
once
was
you
really
hang
good.
A left at the Circle K, you wait till the other side of lights. Now these lights.
He's getting pretty southern though.
Yeah, but he's doing.
Now these
good.
Lights.
He's from Chicago.
They're often red.
Wait, you're from Chicago. Oh, my gosh. Who is this?
Michelle sometimes gets a little annoyed.
Obama.
There you go. That was good, Pepper. That one might be the best one in the morning.
That was good.
It's the Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
You quickly became mean, evil, the devil, you're the worst. What kind of friend are you?
No, I'm a helpful friend that gets people through a tough time.
Because I revealed that there's a tender spot. I have a soft spot in my underbelly of a song that I can no longer listen to. And it is a Taylor Swift song. Mm-hmm. And it is my favorite Taylor Swift song. But in a weird, ironic way, I can't listen to my favorite Taylor Swift song because it conjures up such painful...
But people want to know what it is. This doesn't mean being a jerk. You can't say a Taylor Swift song and then do nothing.
Here come the tears.
He cried a little bit.
I literally cry when I hear... Like, you saw me. I looked at the picture of it on Spotify and I started to cry.
Tears. Are you all cried out, though?
But you know what? Like Dylan said, and people are like, oh, you're the worst for doing that because you kept hitting it at any moment. Like right now, you're going to hit it.
No, I'm not going to. That's ridiculous that I would do that again. Robbie, tell him I'm not.
Well, too late.
Dylan.
He really gets emotional when the guy comes in.
I know.
Yeah, the whole, this part. I've seen this film before.
And I didn't like the ending. It's pretty depressing, Shelly. I'm not your problem anymore. Why do you...
I can't.
Why do people do that to themselves?
Oh, it's
part of the repair of the heart.
Well, and that's what it's kind of doing. It's kind of softening the effect every time you play it.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm helping out.
You feeling better?
Not right now. No.
Okay, just breathe through it.
Look at him.
You're fine. You're fine. It's over.
He doesn't look fine. It just takes me through a really awful time,
sure,
right?
That happens all the time. I'm telling you, this is a constant thing. Listen, I have my... the last song that I used is a breakup song.
Right, and this is where you're going to repair the image that you've created for yourself.
I will do it to myself,
tearing
in
my
front
heart
of you
out of my chest,
so that you can also feel. I'll feel the pain that you feel.
Okay, is there a story to this song? Do you want it?
It's just such a sad song when you actually think about it and the breakup that was attached to it.
Okay,
when you do, you're like, oh, you got to be strong, right? But I would put this song on repeat like 60, 70, 80 times in a row.
That's what I was doing.
Because I just would sit there with, like, clenching my teeth, hoping that perhaps maybe I could get through it.
Yes.
So here, I will put myself through that pain for you because I am a good friend.
And when was the last time you heard it?
3 weeks ago, maybe?
Oh, okay.
5 weeks ago.
By accident, or you
played
it for
yourself?
It was
just on my playlist. It came up.
Okay, and what happened to you? And how far back are we going with the pain?
Well, a couple months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So around the same time as me.
Yeah, roughly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because this thing played over and over and over again when I was away, when I was in rehab. And the only song that could get rid of it was anything by Big Daddy Kane.
Okay. Right.
It seemed to be the only remedy to Taylor Swift's heart-wrenching song. Right. Here you go, Dylan. Let's take it back. Are you going to cry instantly like I did?
No, because I can't cry, but I'll feel it deep inside and it will suck.
Yeah.
You ready?
Go. Loving you was young
and wild and free. Oh.
So you can't tell the story, right?
Not really.
Still can't?
Okay. No.
So fresh.
So is the song like your song that you had with her? Or is just what you used to get over the pain?
It's, the song. Camila Cabello. What a beautiful song, though. Like, listen to her voice. Loving you.
So you just stumbled across it at the wrong time.
Yes.
And it became it's the audible definition of your breakup.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It takes you through every single emotion.
Like, Robbie, you break up with somebody every 6 weeks. Like, do you have songs like that? Or
I don't do that. I don't keep those sad songs in my playlist. When I get broken up with, I need the fire to get me through.
Like what?
I need, like, there's one song specifically that I listen to.
Is this the one you sent me? I'm supposed to hit play on this?
Is it the edit?
Yes. really?
So this is Robbie's breakup song?
This one feels so good
to
sing at the top of your lungs.
This is why you need therapy, Robbie. Hates me.
I can just see Robbie sitting on his couch with his cat.
It hates me!
Singing this, wiping tears from his eyes.
Oh, Robbie!
Remember when I came home and she took all the stuff?
Yes.
How can we not?
And I never saw her again?
Yeah,
yes.
That's the first song I played.
This is it.
You just grab your phone ASAP.
And I know what'll make me feel better. A little puddle of mud.
Yes. Well, maybe you're doing it right, because when you hear this, it just sounds like heartbreak.
It's painful.
Yeah, right.
Wild and free.
See?
Don't do it, guys.
Dylan has feelings too.
Yeah, I just don't show them.
Yeah.
That's my
difference.
Which
is part of the problem. One day you will, and it'll be a bad day.
Oh, no.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Hey, Donna, while you're here, do you want to play our camel contest?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, let's do it. Here we go. Robbie has a bunch of camel facts. Why? How do we get on? Oh, there's a new baby camel at the zoo, right?
And it is cute.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we don't know anything about camels, we learned. So Robbie's got camel facts. He's going to ask us questions. We're all going to have to give an answer and see who's right. Okay, Donna?
No, okay.
All right, Robbie, question number one.
Okay, question number one.
This is called the camel contest, Donna.
I like it.
You like it? Does it have a nice ring to
it? Of course it does.
Okay.
What is stored in a camel's humps?
Water.
Yeah, I would agree. Right? Water. Dylan?
Wow, that seems too obvious that he's asking it, so I'm going to say a mucus-like fluid.
Okay, is it water or a mucus-like fluid?
According to camelfacts.com,
mm-hmm.
their hump lets them store up to 80 pounds of fat, which they can live off for weeks and even months.
Okay. Interesting.
While that. Okay, I thought it was water, too. That's why they couldn't go without water for so long, because they got it hidden in the hump. That's why it's called a camelback, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Those water
mm-hmm.
bags that those extreme runners run with?
I guess maybe that's not why.
That's not it. No,
I can't
this should be fat. Mm. They should just put gravy in those things, then.
Oh,
now we're talking, huh? Okay, question number two,
okay,
Robbie.
So the camel cannot store water in the hump, mm-hmm. according to this site, mm-hmm. but
mm-hmm.
when it finally does find water,
mm-hmm.
how much can it drink in one go?
In one sip or in one, like?
In one session of drinking.
Okay.
How many gallons?
How many gallons? Are we doing 20, it in gallons?
20 gallons.
20 gallons from Donna.
4 liters in a gallon. I'm going to say there's six gallons inside of a camel.
Okay.
1,000.
Woo!
Okay.
That's a little high.
All right.
40 gallons.
40 gallons.
Ooh, I was close.
Okay. Donna,
40 gallons. Better than a car.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
They got camels get good mileage,
no
Dylan.
No doubt.
Okay, Robbie.
How many sets of eyelids do camels have?
What? One on the bottom, one on the top.
Well, no, that would be an eye bottom.
No, that counts as one set.
Three. Four. Because of the sand. Okay, four, yeah.
Oh, what did you say before that? What did you say before?
Well, now, hold on. Hold on. We got to get technical here. Yeah, so an eyelid is going to be the top part and the bottom part?
That's one set.
That's one set. So a right is one set and a left is one set?
No.
Okay.
Humans?
I'm just clarifying.
Us, you know, we have one set of eyelids.
Okay. You know how Robbie operates, right? That's why I had to clarify.
Okay. Right. One set of eyelids. I'll say two.
Two. Dylan.
Two sets make sense.
According to this site, three.
How?
All right.
And two rows of eyelashes to keep the sand out of their eyes.
Yeah. Okay.
They can also completely shut their nostrils during sandstorms.
What a thing.
Get sandy in the desert, Dylan.
I'm learning so much.
Okay. Robbie, next question.
How fast can a camel run?
Donna, in miles or kilometers an hour?
Let's go miles.
Miles an hour, Donna.
They're pretty fast because they're strong, long legs. Okay. 15.
I love how engaged Donna is.
I know.
Okay. 15 miles an hour.
15 miles?
Dylan?
They're 40. 40 miles an hour. They're hauling in the desert.
Nailed it.
What?
40.
Oh.
Dylan knows his camel stuff.
65 kilometers.
That's impressive.
Okay. Right. Now, the question that you guys wanted to know before, do male and females have different numbers of humps?
Right.
That does not happen.
Okay.
It depends on the species of camel.
Thanks for letting us answer in the camel contest, Robbie.
Well, I was going to say, what's the official name for a one-humped camel? What's the official species?
Oh, a camel. Like, I don't know.
A one-humped camel.
One-humped camel.
Donna, what's a one-humped camel called?
I don't know.
A carousel camel.
A carousel camel. Okay. Weird. No. Mono camel.
No. It's a dromedary camel.
Oh, yeah. We were almost there, Robbie. Right.
Let me get to this and say, now, a two-humped camel is a Bactrian camel, okay? Now, just picture this
in
your mind.
It's getting too sciencey for me, Dylan. I like the other ones.
I'm going to break this down. Now, the dromedary has one hump.
Yeah.
Now, you see a capital D?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Turn that on the side. It's the one hump.
Right.
The Bactrian camel is the B.
Yeah.
You turn that on the side, two humps.
That's a great mnemonic device for next time I take out camel tests. Thank you, Robbie.
Good.
Okay, yes.
Okay, final question.
Yes.
Is it true that camels spit when they're mad?
Or is that a rumor?
Imagine like they just have this bad rumor about them, but really they're a really nice camel.
That's a bad one. Donna, yeah, true or false? Camels spit when they're
mad. False.
False.
I don't think they
I'm going to say they don't spit when they're mad. They just spit.
Okay.
Right.
No, don't make a camel angry. They will spit on you.
All right.
If they are threatened, they will spit.
I feel like we sucked at camel games.
We didn't know anything about the camels.
Yeah.
Really suck, but I learned a lot.
All right, thanks, Donna. Have a great morning. Love you, Donna.
Thanks.
Okay, see you later.
The
all right.
Baby ones are so cute.
Okay, but when do they grow the humps? That was the other question. Is that an adolescence thing? Because they're not born with humps? Is it like adolescence with boys and girls, right? Like we develop over time.
No, like when you can see the baby one from the Valley Zoo. Mm-hmm. I'll put it on the Kiss.
Well, babies have penises, but they don't grow until later.
Right, they're just very small.
Dylan, not all babies.
Okay.
Yeah, they get more pronounced as they get older, but it looks like this baby has a hump.
Okay.
Right?
It just needs to get water inside the hump in order for it to grow. Oh, yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss.
My daughter's back. Hi, Tyler.
Tyler!
Hi.
Okay, so Dylan's got another list of words here that he can or can't say because he's just not cool enough to say them. This is the dangerous. See, I've already walked this line. Mm-hmm. I've already crossed over. I've accepted it. And right. I accepted it again yesterday, by the way. I had to fill out a survey, and it asked what age I was in.
Yeah.
So since my birthday back in December, I am now in the 45 to 54 range.
Oh, no.
When I have to spin that dial. Boom, and I have to stop on 1975 as a birthday. Yeah. You know how long that dial spins for, Dylan?
Quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a bit.
I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've given in to the fact that I just don't talk cool or hip.
Okay.
And my daughter judges me. So I don't even try. But Dylan is still clinging on to that because Dylan still thinks for some reason he's in his 20s.
I'm close.
But he's, what are you, 37?
Okay, yeah.
My God, you're 3 years away from 40.
Oh.
37. So, Dylan, okay, so my daughter, Tyler, she's 14 years old. Here we go. Tyler, we decided yesterday Dylan cannot say O-bomb.
No.
Which means somebody on Snapchat has read your message but not replied.
I didn't even know that existed.
Did we also decide you can't say that song is fire? Is that right?
No.
He's not allowed to say that.
And boyf?
No one should say boy.
A boyf.
Nobody. I say boy.
You shouldn't, say it, Tyler. It's just not. Don't.
A boyf.
Dylan, what words do we have now?
I got a long list because yesterday I went searching. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to see what people are saying and whether I can say it and pull it off or not. Okay. So, Tyler, if I say something slaps, are you okay with that?
No.
No.
Use it in a sentence. The song slaps?
That song slaps. The One Direction song slaps up and down the street.
No.
Okay. Doesn't sound right.
Can't say that, Dylan. Okay. Too old to say that.
Can I say it was dope?
Yeah.
Because that's from your time, Dylan.
Oh, okay.
You see how it works?
Yeah. Can I say, Tyler, that your dad is the goat?
No.
Why?
No.
Is that because he's not the goat or he can't say that he's a goat?
Good clarification. Thank you, Rob.
That's so weird.
Come on. I think your dad's the greatest of all time.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
Do you think I'm the greatest of all time, Tyler?
Yeah.
Sweet, Tyler.
Right.
Okay, how about this? If, like, I'm having a wonderful day, right?
Mm-hmm.
There I am, sun is shining, I got my rollerblades on, and I say everything's Gucci.
So cool.
Can I say that?
No.
No, that's
Okay, Robbie invites me over.
Yeah.
And it's a banger. Can I say, oh, man, that's lit?
Yeah, because that's old.
Okay.
That's old.
You're good.
Okay.
All right. Lit is old.
Can I say OMG or is that, I just can't even say that?
Yeah, you can.
OMG.
Yeah. He's good saying that. Okay.
Okay. And let's just say you're in a bad mood and I'm like, oh, you know what, Tyler, you're kind of salty today.
Yeah.
You can say salty.
I can?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can
I don't think Tyler knows what that means. That's a pretty old term, isn't it? You're feeling kind of salty.
Yeah, it's older.
This is a mix of young and old?
Just keep going, Dylan.
Can I say that One Direction is fire?
No.
Oh.
Really?
Now, Tyler likes One Direction.
Yeah?
She just doesn't think you can say fire, Dylan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I say TBH and pull it off?
Yeah.
What is TBH?
To be honest.
I tried an HMU the other day. I got laughed off of the Snapchat group.
Hit me up.
Hit me up, yeah.
You said HMU?
I tried. I'm coach, 16 and 17 year old girls. I tried.
Okay. It didn't work. Now this one,
laughed me out of practice.
I've never even heard this one, but apparently this is something that people are saying. Give me the tea.
Uh-oh.
What? Give me the tea.
Oh no, the truth.
Yeah, you can say that if you're cool and you are cool, so you can say that. So, yeah.
What is it?
Thanks.
What's the tea?
Can I say it, Tyler? Can I say give me the tea?
Oh, that's weird.
can I
what
say
is the tea?
The tea
truth.
Is
truth.
Okay.
No, the tea is like drama.
Yeah, gossip. It's a, like a story. Yeah. Or
it's
a
not
situation.
The truth.
No,
the,
give me the tea. So
it's like spill the dirt.
Yeah, give me the tea.
Do you kids say spill the dirt in the hallways at that cool school over there? Maybe when you're at the soda shop, Tyler?
Oh, the soda shop.
Wow.
The soda shop?
Can I say
I'll tell you right now, Tyler, if there were still soda shops, you would love it. You and I would go there and we just talk.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Can I say that one of my friends for posting the latest post on their Instagram is a little thirsty?
No.
Oh, I can't. I can't pull that one?
Mm-mm-mm, no.
Like Dylan would be thirst trapping?
Well, oh, my God. That's stop.
You can't. Okay. Can't
okay. Okay. My final one is, can I still pull off YOLO?
No.
Okay.
All right.
So not a lot I can say here on my list right. here this morning.
All right.
Thank you, Tyler, for always keeping us in check.
No problem.
I love you very much, Tyler.
I love you more.
Would you like to sing the song we used to sing before we went
yes,
to bed every night, Tyler?
Don't embarrass her.
Oh, okay.
No, thank you.
She said no a long time ago. Okay.
Do you, I want you to sing the song still, just because she's not going. I want to hear you do it.
Twinkle, twinkle, little
oh my God.
Star, how I wonder what you are.
Keep going.
Up above the world so high. Like a, come on, Tyler, diamond in the sky. She's not going to do it.
Tyler.
No.
You're leaving your dad hanging.
Love you, Tyler.
Oh, God.
He opened up to you.
All right, $5,000.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Only on Kiss. Kiss. 91.7.
John. Hi, John.
Hey, guys.
John has a request on the tales of the three things you need to know, where he included that story about an urgent warning. That's mm-hmm. the key words here, the key phrase, urgent warning.
Look out for funnel spiders.
That's being issued in Sydney, Australia, one of the most poisonous spider.
A funnel web spider. I don't know what the heck they look like.
I have no idea. They've got, I guess, fangs. Somebody messaged said that fangs that can puncture through like your toenail.
How
so
big
strong.
Are they?
They're not very big, though. I saw pictures of them.
Well, how did you know the pictures weren't really zoomed out?
It's a good question. You're right. There was nothing. It's not like there was a quarter next to it for me to compare it by. I was just crawling around. Yeah, how do I know how big they were?
I don't.
Yes. It's you're right. It could have been the size of a Volvo for all I know. I had nothing to compare it to.
Yeah, I'm going to look into how big they might be.
Okay,
for you.
But before you do, and you're using that computer, John has a dumb request. Go ahead, John.
Can you guys play when... Pepper was screaming like a little girl.
Now, come on. It's terrifying.
You were screaming.
It's hilarious.
That is for sure.
So what is the story? You and Robbie thought it would be a great prank, and you have a bunch of spiders in and around your house in the summertime.
Because I don't like kill spiders. I believe that they're needed. I believe that they help eradicate mosquitoes.
Yeah, they're good.
And so I keep them at my house, and I just let them kind of hang out. And Robbie was shocked, because I don't know if you were living there at the time or visiting, but you were shocked by how many spiders there were.
There was something with so that gross. Year. They weren't just normal spiders.
Yeah.
They were the jewel spiders with the big old booties.
Big sacks of goo on the back of them. So disgusting. Like
huge, gnarly looking things.
Okay.
And there was an infestation in Dylan's neighborhood.
Yes.
So one night we just went hunting. So
yeah.
Hardy har, you put them in a jar.
Hundreds.
Hundreds of how many were in the jar?
Maybe 60 something or something?
Yeah. Like between 50 and 100.
Right. You put them in a jar. And you just threw the jar at me. Is that not what happened? I'm blacked out. I've blacked it out from my memory. It was so terrifying.
I think so. I think we just handed you
knowing
a jar
full
or
well, knowing full well my fear of spiders. Just what a bunch of friends, hey, John?
They were in a jar is the thing.
The best of friends.
Jars can break, Dylan.
But we didn't dump them on you. That's so
what
that means.
No, you did that later in a different segment. No, yes. Like a year later.
Yes.
Okay, so you've got the clip that John wants to hear.
I do.
This is when they threw the jar at me, and I had no idea they were doing it.
Oh, my God, Jesus, God damn, what are you doing? Dude, get it away, Dylan.
It's 64.
Don't, Dylan, get away. Seriously, get it. No, don't. Seriously. Seriously.
Seriously. So mad.
64 spiders in a jar.
90% of them were dead because the queen or king beat them all.
Yeah, when you put all those spiders together, the biggest one just
it's like
kills
spider
them all.
UFC.
Like, John, I know you get a kick out of that every time you hear it. It's one of our more popular clips, but do you not, is it not justified, the reaction?
No.
In fact, I would say I downplayed it. I played it cool there.
That was...
My God, Jesus, God damn! What are you doing?
That was cool?
Compared to what it might have been, yes.
Wow.
All right, John, are you happy now? You heard it.
Oh, that's awesome. Meet my day.
All right, love you. Get out of here, John. Talk to you later. It's the worst.
There's a lot of
the worst with that, Dylan.
I haven't done it since.
Yes, I know, because I dropped a JC and a GD.
Yeah, I know.
You can't do all of that.
It was a lot coming out of your mouth.
Give it one more time.
All right.
Oh, my God, Jesus, God damn.
There it is. Yeah, that's it. You got to watch out, see?
Don't get it away, Dylan.
64.
Don't, Dylan, get away. Seriously, get it. No, don't. Seriously.
And think, had we not done that, you would never have that audio forever.
That's true.
I just love how Dylan, he sounds like Elmo.
I do, because I'm just
so much,
laughing.
So much joy.
So happy.
That is the other thing. If we play it one more time, you can hear.
Oh, my God, Jesus, God damn. What are you doing? Dude, get it away,
That's
Dylan.
True joy.
There it is.
That is going to laugh. Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
There's a story that just came out. Kris Jenner, she was on Ellen DeGeneres this week.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about a time before the reality TV show when her and then-spouse Caitlyn Jenner were getting intimate.
Okay.
They were in bed together.
Yeah.
They were doing what you do in bed together.
Having at her, Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
Chloe.
Okay.
And her friend were playing
hide. Chloe, just because she...
Chloe. No, that's her name. That's why the accent's there.
Okay.
But they were playing hide-and-seek with a friend. They were around 10 years old. And they were hiding and they were seeking. And then they came into the room. And so they had to hide under the bed and stay there for the entire session of their parents getting it on. Tell me something more traumatizing or if something close has even happened
well,
to you.
Well, I can speak as a parent. It's traumatizing as a parent as well.
What happened?
I've had two episodes similar to that.
Well, bring it on.
They weren't in the... Okay, so episode number one was... And I'll just say it this way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, for some reason, we did a great job with our kids, unless there was a house fire, of saying you can't leave your bed until 7:00 on the clock in the morning.
Right.
Right? You cannot leave the bed. So as soon as we'd put them to bed at night, they would stay there until 7:00.
What if they needed water or something?
They don't need water. They don't have dry mouth. They didn't do the test.
No.
So it was a real treat as parents because they wouldn't be jumping into bed at night all the time and sort of stuff, right? But again, if there was an emergency, luckily we never had to deal with that.
Right.
But so they would stay in bed, even if they got scared, even if they had a nightmare, they would stay in bed and they would shout out for us. So one night, Tyler, my daughter, she was maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She shouts out, Mom! Dad! Mom! So Kristen runs to the door and opens it up. And she just said, why is Dad always saying, oh God?
Oh! What did she answer with?
We were just talking loudly.
Oh God. You're not a religious family.
I get religious in that. I do say God a lot when mm-hmm. that's happening.
It's interesting.
Because I don't think gosh sounds fitting for what you're doing at that point.
So you're religious then?
Yeah. I struggle with what words to use and what words to avoid when I'm intimate. Gosh is one of them.
Well, that's
fair. I swear a lot too. And I never know if that's okay or not.
Oh boy.
I don't say, oh, boy. No, you can't say, oh, boy.
I didn't say to say, oh, boy. Boy. You're swearing.
Oh, boy. You can't do that.
No, that's not what I was saying. I'm not saying say, oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, God and bleep are the two.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what your kids...
But only one bleep. I won't do the other bleep.
What? What's the other bleep?
Well, that sounds weird if you're doing that.
Oh, my. Robbie, I'm lost.
It could be anything.
Oh, yeah. My. You said
get a better vocabulary. I mean, I get when I'm talking to. It doesn't matter.
Okay,
wide vocabulary.
The Pepper and Dylan Show,
only on Kiss.